I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, we will bring you a roundtable conversation with the presidents of the leading organizations representing journalists of color. They'll talk about the news business and whatever else is on their members' minds. But first, we go to the Gulf Coast. It may be hard to believe, but next month marks 3 years since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita crashed into the Gulf Coast. The storms and subsequent levee breaches displaced hundreds of thousands of people, decimated an entire region's infrastructure, and racked up more than $80 billion in damage. As time passed, news of the rebuilding effort along the Gulf Coast has been pushed from the daily headlines, but the daily struggle to rebuild goes on. Over the weekend, a delegation of about 20 House Democrats began a four-day trip to take a look at how the efforts to rebuild some of the hardest-hit areas of Louisiana and Mississippi are coming along. Two members of the delegation join me now from New Orleans, where the tour wraps up today, House Majority Whip and South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn and Louisiana Congressman Charlie Melanson. Welcome to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
It's nice to be here.
Well, thank you. Congressman, let me start with you. This is the, Congressman Clyburn, this is the third year, because of course you're both congressmen, and I apologize for that. This is the third year you've led a delegation to monitor the Gulf Coast rebuilding effort. What did you notice this time around?
Well, it's been a significant uptick in people's attitudes. I see many, many more smiles. I hear many, many more positive comments. Even people who are still suffering through the mistakes of this entire experience have been expressing real positive attitudes and hope for the future. And that's a real good thing. When we first came down here 3 years ago, people thought that they had been deserted. They were very, very disappointed in the response of the Bush administration, or the lack of response on the part of the Bush administration. And at that time, I was chair of the Democratic Caucus, but as you know, we were in the minority. And we said to the people here that if perchance the November elections yield a Democratic victory and we were put in the majority, that we would seek a new direction here on the Gulf Coast. And we set out to do that. And so we came back this weekend to assess the impact of the things that we have already done and to listen to people and get some feeling from them as to what they think we need to do and how to do it going forward.
Congressman Melanson, let me bring you into the conversation. You represent Louisiana's 3rd District. For those who don't know the area, that's about St. Bernard's Parish. Doesn't include New Orleans. You've got a lot of rural areas. Now, probably harder for you to gauge because you're so close to it. But 3 years in, what would you see? What do you see 3 years later? And what's different 3 years later than when you first started monitoring rebuilding efforts?
Well, Michelle, we see progress. And those of us that are on the ground can quantify that progress. Those that have come in successive years with the congressional delegation, they see the progress. Those that have come for the first time are basically appalled that we're still in the position that we're in, because on a I guess it's a comparative or a relative comparison is what we're looking at. And while there is progress out there, there are many speed bumps and actually roadblocks that confront our citizens every day. So moving forward has been an effort. But the resilience and the tenacity of the people that are trying to come home, whether it's from Atlanta or Houston or whether it's from Slidell or north of the lake somewheres, they want to get back to their homes. They want to rebuild their lives. They hope to start their businesses back up or go back to their jobs. Some of them still commuting in. But I think there is progress that is there. The enormity of the disasters of Katrina and Rita is very difficult to explain to people. But one of the high points is last year in 07, there were, you know, people said, well, we're concerned that people are going to forget us. In 07, there were 550,000 volunteers came to this region. And this is in the Louisiana sector of the storm. This doesn't count the Mississippi sector. This year, 08, the year to date from last August, they're counting 600,000 volunteers that have showed up. We went into a house the other day in Chalmette. The Ansardi home, they're rebuilding. They're trying to get back into their home, get back into their life. Mr. Ansardi lost his father in March. Very sad commentary. had appealed on his road home grant, had been denied earlier, died before he got the appeal approved. So those kind of sad stories are – we heard them this week, and that's part of why we were down here.
One of the people that your delegation met with was a criminal district court judge who said that the region really needs a new Marshall Plan modeled after the post-World War II rebuilding of Europe if the Gulf Coast is ever to fully recover. Congressman Clyburn, do you really think you can marshal the political will for something like that 3 years after a disaster like that?
Oh, yeah. We are not by no means walking away from this. I heard when I first got here a term called Katrina fatigue. I was sort of amused by that. We aren't tired of this at all. In fact, if anything, we are re-energized, and that's one reason we come down, so that you won't be looking at this from afar. You can come down. You can see what needs to be done. You can talk to people, and you can internalize some of their frustrations and get back to Washington and get something done on their behalf. And certainly I believe the votes are there to get something like that through the House of Representatives. I don't know if you could get it beyond the Senate filibuster. We still have problems with getting to 60 votes to cut off debate in the Senate. And I'm not too sure of what the willingness in the White House of doing some of this. For instance, just a simple thing of saying, giving these people time to pay back their share of some of the matching funds. The administration insists upon us in this last package, holding it to 3 years. These people can't pay this back in 3 years. Why not 30 years like everybody else? It means that this administration does not get it. For some reason, they are still making it very, very difficult for people to do things. They're now talking about kicking them out there.
Well, wait a minute. Congressman, can we ask you about this? You raise an interesting point. I mean, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who is a Republican, like the president, also agrees that the state should have more time to pay back its share of levee construction costs. He wants 30 years. You agree with that. But you haven't been able to get the votes for that. And why is that? And why aren't there any Republicans on this delegation, since one would think this is a bipartisan concern?
Well, we invited them. Three or four of them told us they were coming. We had them on the list, and then all of a sudden they didn't show up. I would say, as I've said before, there are some people who are using the folks down here as political pawns. They're making it a partisan political thing, which they should not do. Now, this is my fourth time here. The first time I came down, it was a delegation headed by Speaker Hastert. And we made it bipartisan. I came on that trip, and so did Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats, because we believed that we ought to be approaching this thing down here in a bipartisan basis. Since that time, when we became the majority and we invited Republicans, this is the third time, and they have refused to participate. So you'll have to ask the leadership of the Republican Party why they are intimidating their folks to the
Let me ask Congressman Lawson about this. I mean, in fact, as both Louisiana and Mississippi have mixed delegations, do you think that this issue has become identified with one party or the other, and that's inhibiting efforts to make further progress?
Well, you know, I've always tried to stay away from the partisan or battles, but Mr. Clyburn's on the mark in respect to, we have opened the door and said, please come and join us. This is a national issue. This is about people in America. It's not about race. It's not about income. It's not about gender. It is about Americans that have been displaced because of two of the most catastrophic events in our history. You know, touching back on the question of the match money, the White House basically said to the leadership in the Congress, particularly to the House, if you put anything more in this supplemental other than what I said you can do, then I will veto it. And we knew in the House and over in the Senate that the Republicans would stay basically in lockstep for the most part, and we would not be able to override a veto. So we were not able to put the language to provide for the extension of repayment. But the president could do that by executive order any time of any day that he wanted to.
Okay, just very briefly, Mr. Carmen, we just have about a minute left. If you go back next year to the region on the tour for the fifth time, what do you hope to see that you haven't seen this year?
Well, for me, I would hope to see, number one, that we will have extended the match time to 30 years. I would hope that we would have stopped them kicking these folks out of these trailers that they now say they're going to do, I think, in February or March. We need to put language in law to do something about that. I would hope that we will have stood back up the total health care system down here and the educational system. We're now working on things that people don't see too well. You don't see what is or is not happening in the schools. You don't see a whole lot about what may or may not be going on with hospital care and that sort of thing. These are the kinds of things that you're going to have to do. When we talk about infrastructure, people always think about roads and bridges and water and sewage. When we talk about infrastructure in this Democratic caucus, we're talking about health care, we're talking about education, we're talking about getting these things back online so people can come back home to good educational systems and good hospital and health care.
Congressman Malanza, you know, congressmen aren't immune from the effects of the storm. So very briefly, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite fine. We're very fortunate. I lived in between the two storms, if you would, sort of in south central Louisiana, where one storm came into the eastern sector, the other storm came into the western sector. But I've been impacted by the insurance rate increases without any damage. I lost one shingle between the two storms, so okay. That tells you that where I lived. But, in effect, everyone below I-10 in South Louisiana is affected by the increasing cost of everything. Okay. I mean, gasoline is one of them, food's the other one. But insurance down here is becoming a major detriment to redetrovelopment and rebuilding.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Congressman Charlie Melanson of Louisiana's 3rd District joined us from New Orleans, along with House Majority Whip James Clyburn, who represents South Carolina's 6th District. I thank you both so much. They joined us from New Orleans where they've been touring the Gulf.
Thank you so much for having us.
The conversation continues on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.